Radio 1.
Radio 1 podcast. The Scott Mills Daily.
So, tomorrow, it's a lovely Friday, and I've got a brand new Flirt Divert number for you, which you need to put in your phone under my number, and then carry it with you at all times. Of course, with a new Flirt Divert number comes a new jingle, so here's the old one for the very last time.
07-459-875. Oh, Flirt.
You know what happens, you're out in a bar or a club. Some munter asks for your number. Not necessarily that they're not good looking, they're just not really your thing. They're probably quite dull. So what do? Well, in that case, you give them the Flirt Divert number and pass it off as your own mobile phone number. They leave a message, we play them on Radio 1. Everyone's a winner, apart from them. So there's a new number tomorrow from 4 o'clock. Make sure you put it in your phone. You will need it over the weekend. This is probably the most popular message that we've played so far in the history of Flirt Divert.
Danger, danger, John Saltage. Hi, Carrie, it's John here, John Saltage. Just calling to see if you're free. You told me to give me a call. I'm pretty much free all weekend. Thought maybe we can go for a drink, maybe something to eat, maybe a bit of danger, danger. Anyway, give me a call. 07-94 John Saltage.
Now, we did say last night, if anyone has run into John Saltage, because that was over a year ago now, let me know if he's still using that line, danger, danger, John Saltage. Let me know. Now, do you remember Dougie and his shoes? This is one we get asked for to play again a lot. This is the first time we ever heard from Dougie.
Hi, Sarah. Hi, it's Dougie here. You're locked outside your hotel room door now for about the past 20 minutes. I've knocked on your door, but I don't think you're there. You might have gone up the balcony. Could you give us a call back or let me in, please, because I've left my shoes. If you can give my shoes back, I'll be welcome. Great, thanks. Bye.
Aww, he left his shoes. And then he called back again.
Hi, it's me again. I need my shoes back. Can I meet you somewhere? Give us a call back.
Now, this went on for about 12 messages, and this is the final message that Dougie left about the shoes.
You're not going to give him the shoes back, are you? Well, I hope you feel bad about yourself. Right. Excuse me.
I love that. He's probably my favourite, him and John.
Do you remember what we did for him?
Yeah, we sent him some new shoes.
In the Paolo Nutini style.
Yeah. We sent him some new shoes because we felt a bit sorry for him. Because we all like new shoes, don't we?
We do
like new shoes, yeah. Right, so the brand new Flirt Divert phone number to give to people like Dougie and John Saltage will be launched from tomorrow at 4 p.m. You've got to put it in your phone. It's like the fifth emergency service.
Don't big yourself up too much.
Tomorrow from 4, I'll give you the new number.
National.
Radio 1. National.
Radio 1.
It's 5:25. Hi, Nadine.
Hello.
Where are you?
At work in Basildon.
Thank you for sending this in.
Yeah. Okay.
Oh, no, you did what I said. I've been asking people to, you know, send in mixtapes, songs that they've had recorded by people, love letters, and you've been brave enough to do it, so thank you for that.
Yeah. Oh, that's okay.
So this is from your ex-boyfriend.
Mm-hmm, yeah, it is, yeah.
Okay, and when were you going out with him?
Oh, my God, that was about 6 years ago.
Yeah?
5 years ago, something like that, yeah.
Now, how long did you go out with him for?
About 4 years.
Right, and how was that?
Well, it was crap. Because it was my best friend's brother, I didn't want to lose my best friend by dumping him.
Oh, that's a tricky situation, that.
Exactly. Don't do it. Don't do it.
That's a whole big episode of Jerry Springer right there, isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
Have you been on Jeremy Kyle?
No.
Right, maybe you should. Okay, so this tape you sent me is from your ex.
Mm-hmm.
And you'd split up with him by the time you'd received this, had you?
Yes, I had, yeah. Oh. A couple of weeks later, something like that.
Do you think that this was kind of his attempt to get you back?
Yeah, I think so. Not a very good attempt, though, is it?
And did he write this all himself?
Yeah, he did. Yeah, he did all the music himself and sung, if you can call it that, himself.
So why did you dump him?
Just loads of things, loads of little things. They all count, they all add up. But one thing wasn't too good. We went to COS. We'd been together for about 3 years at this time. And I walked into the shower room and he was playing with himself.
That's what boys do, Nadine.
Yeah, but not when you're on holiday with your girlfriend and she's out there and available.
No, that's what boys do.
Oh, but not when they're in the next room and you could be caught. That's pretty stupid.
No, that's what boys do.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So he thought a good way to get you back would be to write a song and sing it just for you.
Yeah.
Right, should we have a listen?
How much he loved me.
Let's have a listen.
Oh, go on then. From the first time I saw your face, I could only see such beauty. Oh. I had realized I found my place with you. I dreamed to be. I could only spin from the past about. Oh, I think that's a really nice thing to do. It's a nice effort, but it's badly done.
Nice sentiment.
If you want to hear what a dying mongoose sounds like, there you go.
Admittedly, he's not holding all the notes.
No.
But
does he sing about being in the shower at all?
No. He's too shy to admit to that, obviously.
But that is him strumming, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, not for the first time.
No.
I got a boy. Things that remind me of you. But you found me in the shower.
Playing with my harpsichord.
Why did that song not make you want to, you know, go back out with him?
Maybe just for the one night.
Oh, really?
I mean, that was that.
What?
Hey? Say again.
Oh, dear.
Oh, you didn't go back for more, did you?
Just one night.
Oh, Nadine.
So the song did work then, Nadine?
Sorry?
The song did work then, because you went back.
Yeah, I suppose.
You are...
You've just given me a birthday present. What could I do?
Yeah, you certainly did. You are my favourite. You're down. He wasn't just there to talk to you, was he?
No, definitely not.
No. More than talking, wasn't it, Nadine? Hey! So I guess the moral of the story is, if she dumps you and you fancy, you know, one more for the road, then make her a song. And send it to her. It did kind of work.
Badly.
Yeah. BBC Radio 1 Podcast. Hello, Radio 1.
Hi Scott. I'm doing in Armiswood in South Wales.
All right, how are you?
Not bad, are you?
Yeah, good. How can I help you?
You had a message about a Scottish guy, and he started off saying, "Howdy, Sarah!" Have you got that one there?
Yes, I can find that for you. Hang on. Are you going to be taking down the new Flirt Divert number tomorrow?
Oh, absolutely, yeah. I'm hoping to try it out on Saturday.
Really? Where are you going out on Saturday?
I'm going out with my mate. I haven't seen him for a while, so go for a couple of pints with him, you know.
All right, and where will you be hitting? Which town or city?
Oh, Lethley, my hometown.
Lethley, yeah?
Lethley.
Okay,
it's
cool.
To
okay, right, make sure you put the number in your phone and use it in Lethley other weekend. I've got it now, I found it for you.
Good man.
Here it is.
How do you say that? It's Greg Christie here from Montrose. I met you in the pub the other night. Gets the phone back. Cheers. Bye, darling.
The message will be erased. Radio
1 Podcast. Do you know who I'd forgotten about? Kinky Bernard.
Barbara, it's Kinky Bernard here. You haven't called back, and I was wondering where you got. So, I've got a question to ask you. So please call me back as soon as you can. All right, see you later, Barbara. Bye.
All the texts coming in going, play Kinky Bernard! I forgot about him.
It's Kinky Bernard here.
Here's another favourite from years gone by.
Hi, Doc. I saw you up the ash the other night. I wonder if you fancy a night out. You don't know me, John. But if you're interested, give me a ring back. All right, thanks a lot, Lee. Jarred up.
Why would you do that? You don't know me, but, yeah, call me back. What? Where did he see her?
I know, because I saw you up the ash the other night.
That's what I thought you said. Scott Mills. This is
Radio 1. Hi there, Terry. Remember me? It's Randy Mandy. I'm just waiting for you to get back to me. OK, look forward to hearing to you soon. Bye. Oh, yes.
I can't wait to meet more people just like Randy Mandy.
Remember me? It's Randy Mandy.
Also, even Radio 1 DJs were falling for Flirt Divert about a year ago.
Good afternoon, Jenny. It's John McHugh. Would you give me a call back, please? Connection. Leak. Many thanks.
Tell me this isn't Steve Lamacq. Listen again.
Good afternoon, Jenny. It's John McHugh.
Hi. Just calling about the other night, and I'm just saying, like, I'm really, really sorry about, like, saying I loved you and stuff. I know I'd only, like, met you for 2 hours, but, yeah, I just, anyway, call me back if you want to. It's Katie, by the way. Okay, bye.
The message will be erased.
Oh, no, we've all done that, haven't we?
Yeah.
I always find that happens on a date when you're drinking and they're not. That's never a good look. Come on, we've all done that.
How many times have you been on dates where you've been drinking and they haven't?
Quite a lot. It doesn't work, let me tell you. Take it from Mills, right? If you're having a drink and they're not, like, don't do it.
Well, why did you then?
Because to get through it.
Oh, right. Tell me more.
No, it's just bad news. Don't do it. Don't drink wine when they're having a Coke. It's not good. You're just on two different planes, two different levels. It doesn't work at all.
I can imagine that.
Yeah, it does happen.
You start leaning on people when you've had a drink.
Yeah, all right. Yeah, all right, leave it now.
And your speech gets a bit slurred.
Yeah, all right.
It?
We don't need to.
And your eyes go a bit.
Yeah,
red.
We don't need to do that anymore. Okay. We don't need to reveal anymore, do we? Anyway, then there was a time when, a couple of years ago, we gave out a special international Flirt Divert number if you were going on holiday over the summer and needed to hand it out to a minger. And we got a massive response to that.
How you doing, my little prudy? Give me a call, beauty. Bye.
Love him. And he called back.
Oh, Tina. I love you, oh, Tina. You are my Tina. Oh, Tina. Phone me.
Oh, Tina never rang him. Why would that be?
Oh, Tina. I love you, oh, Tina.
Yeah.
You are my Tina.
Yeah.
Oh, Tina. Phone me.
And because all of you want to hear it again, here he is.
Hi, Madam Beverly. It's Slave Gordon. Thank you. I'm just ringing up, carrying out your instructions. Thank you very much for today. I can still taste the polish off your boots. Thank you very much, and I hope to see you on Friday. Thank you, Madam.
The new number tomorrow from 4. Scott Mills.
This is Radio 1. Radio 1. This is a download from the BBC. For more information, go to bbc.co.uk/radio1. The Scott Mills Daily.